A lot has changed in India since Kipling's time. The British Empire is no more. One part of the old Imperial India is now the separate Muslim state of Pakistan. But many of the old divisions between people of different faiths persist, particularly between Hindus and Muslims. India has more Muslims than neighboring Pakistan. It has had a Muslim president, Zakir Hussain, and many of the top movie stars, artists, and singers are Muslims. Indian-born writer Shobha Narayan fears that the recent tensions between India and Pakistan may have worsened relations between India's Hindu majority and its Muslim population.
When I heard that India had pulled its diplomatic envoy from Pakistan and that the two countries were openly warring, the first person I called was my childhood friend Aisha. She's a Muslim and has always been my barometer of the Hindu-Muslim crisis in India. In the present conflict, was she safe, I wondered. Was her brother, who had joined India's border patrol, safe? And I thought back to all those weekends we had spent growing up together in India. Every Saturday, I would ride my bike to Aisha's home. We would spend the morning playing chess, then her mom would serve us a delicious lunch. If all this sounds very normal and cliched, it wasn't. You see, even though my friend and I were both from educated middle-class families, and India in the 70s was a secular democracy, there was still a slight divide between Muslims and Hindus. My parents are fairly typical of the Hindu majority. They never discouraged us from having Muslim friends. They bought groceries only from Muslim merchants, whom they considered more honest than Hindu ones. Our family physician was a Muslim lady, as was my father's closest colleague. Yet there were certain things that were simply not done in our household. A Hindu-Muslim marriage was out of the question. It wasn't that they were prejudiced, my parents said. It was just that Hindus and Muslims were too different. Muslims ate beef. Hindus worshipped cows. Muslim men took many wives. Hindus didn't. As for eating in Muslim homes, well, better not, because the plates were probably tainted with beef and meat. Aisha heard similar things in her house. Hindus venerated cows. Why, they even washed their courtyards with cow dung. Maybe their food, too, was sprinkled with cow manure or something. The unspoken message for both of us was, don't eat at each other's homes, which was why I didn't tell my parents about wolfing down biryani at Aisha's house. My mother found out, of course. Maybe it was the smell of garlic, or maybe it was my guilty manner. She confronted me, and I confessed. Deeply disturbed, my mother invited herself to tea at Aisha's to personally investigate her Muslim home. Did Aisha have handsome brothers who I could run off with? Were they fanatical Muslims with underworld connections, or good Muslims like Sakina, our doctor, or Muhammad, our grocery man? A long time has passed since those early tentative contacts between our families. Aisha and I are still friends, even though thousands of miles separate us. Her son is a year older than my daughter. But, I wonder, can the next generation of Hindus and Muslims become friends? The present conflict doesn't bode well for Hindu-Muslim relationships, and each group's prejudices are bound to be exacerbated by the fighting. The problem with countries going to war is that they turn the world into black and white, good and evil. Ordinary citizens, on the other hand, operate in shades of gray. Aisha and I have our prejudices, but we bridged the religious divide. I would like to think that Hindus and Muslims throughout India could do the same. I just wish I felt more optimistic that they could.
Commentator Shobha Narayan lives and writes in New York.